on it, and you know what's going to happen? Grass is going to come back through it. I could still see it. You understand what I'm saying? I could still see it, but I had rolled over it. There's so many people today, and you hear my heart on this, there's so many people today that are willing to bring their burden right here to an altar, but you know what they do at that very moment? They pick that thing right back up and they take it with them. You hear me this morning? What we need to do this morning, we need to bring that burden unto the Lord, but we need to leave it there. We need to leave it there and let it be rolled over unto the Lord. You see, that's what David is telling us right here in committing. He said, I've seen enough to know that I can roll my burdens over to the Lord. I praise God, I've seen that in my life. You seen it in your life this morning? Understand that. Notice with me the fourth thing. We're trying to hurry right here. I've seen enough to know, notice in verse number 7, I can rest. I can rest in the Lord. Notice with me, the Bible says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. David here says in this fourth reliant precept that I can rest in the Lord. And it's talking about resting. This is what it's talking about. Being quiet. Being silent. You understand that? You know, some of the most difficult times in my journey, probably you can say the same thing. That's some of those times you don't want to be quiet. Man, I'll complain about this, complain about that, think about this, think about that. I don't want to be quiet. I want everybody else to know what I'm going through. Yeah. David here, he's saying, I've seen enough to know I can rest. I can rest in the Lord. What about you here this morning? You seen enough to know that you can rest in the Lord? I'll tell you this. There's been times when that's when the Lord spoke to me the most. And I've just been quiet. Durant, you just be quiet. You turn off your mouth and you just listen to the Lord. That's some of the times that God spoke to me and challenged my heart the most. And I've just been quiet. Notice fifthly, and we're done here this morning. This is reliant precept. I've seen enough to know, fifthly, in verse 34. Turn to verse 34, or just take your finger over there. He's saying, I can wait. I've seen enough to know that I can wait on the Lord. The Bible says in 34, wait on the Lord and keep His ways, and He shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. Thou shalt, what does that say right there? Thou shalt see it. David here, fifthly, in this reliant precept, he says, I've seen enough to know that I can wait on the Lord. Spurgeon's words were this. Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, wait on the Lord in obedience as a servant. You hear me on that, man of God? Wait on the Lord in obedience as a servant. But he also said, wait on the Lord in hope as an heir. Who's thankful here this morning they're an heir of God? I praise God, I'm thankful I'm an heir of God. But he also said this. He said, wait on the Lord in expectation. Are you waiting on the Lord this morning in expectation? I tell you this morning, I'm waiting on Him in expectation. He said, wait on Him in expectation as a believer. Church, I tell you, He's coming back. He's coming back very soon. I believe that with my whole heart. I've told our people this. I believe I'll see Him come back in my lifetime. I praise God He's coming back. And if I don't, I'm going to see Him on the other side anyway. So we're to wait on the Lord. In closing this morning, you hear this morning, probably like David. You probably could say those words, I've seen enough to know. Probably could say those, I've seen enough to know. That I can trust in the Lord, I can delight in the Lord. Not only that, I can commit and rest and wait in the Lord. But I guess the question I want to get across to you this morning is very simply this. Are you? Are you willing to? You know, the songwriter says this. I thank God for the mountains. I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms that He's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know He could solve them. I never know what faith in God could do. And the chorus goes like this. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend on His Word. I've seen enough to know this morning.
Amen. Don't you appreciate that preaching? Bless you.